Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Hepler. The monthly report for the Parks Division is, it was a separate handout. I believe you all have it at this point, number 17. We're about a third of the way through our busy season now with June behind us where we stand. First of all, I got to apologize. The dark color here didn't copy very well. It's a little bit hard to see. But revenue-wise, system-wide through June, we're 1% up on our permit sales, 5% on lodging. The majority of that is camping, and for a total of 4% up. That's a good number. Wish it was a little bit higher with the fees that we put in place, the fee increases on camping last year. You know, we're hoping to end the year about 6% up on camping to break even with last year. But like I say, we're a third of the way into it and two-thirds of the way to go yet. So it's been a pretty good summer. Slow start, blizzarding in April. Had a fantastic Memorial Day that was great in May. And then the month of June, of course, the weather's been, we've had everything from soup to nuts. Quite a big blow up in Mobridge last week was last week's storm. It upset three campers. Nobody was injured, but took down a bunch of trees. And I know we had crews up there from about three different park districts cleaning that place up over the this last weekend. But we're back to normal. Go to page 2, 17A, simply shows where that revenue comes in from the different districts across the state. Page number 3, camping revenue. We're not camping revenue, but camping numbers. System-wide, we're down 3%. Again, we've got quite a ways to go yet. Good news story there is Custer State Park. Custer State Park, in spite of the fire that they had last winter, their camping numbers to date are actually up 2%. So it's not really affecting the traffic out there. Finally, the last page is visitation, traffic counts throughout the state. And what we're showing right now is 5% behind this same period last year. All in all, we're not worried yet. Questions?
So is tourism down a little?
You know, I just talked to Matt Snyder in the hallway before lunch, and he said what the tourism industry in the Black Hills they've seen, it's just off a little bit so far this year, which actually we're really not seeing that in the park. But I know that for a fact. I can't speak for statewide. I haven't heard numbers.
Questions for Bob.
Thank you.
What happened to the park that flooded out and washed away? And
oh, Lake Hiddenwood up in Walworth County. Well, obviously, camping numbers and visitation are down. It's non-existent since the flood occurred. Not a flood, but it washed the dam out, and the park is closed. Where we're at right now with that is our engineering staff has done an assessment of it, and they, along with the Office of Emergency Management, came up with some good cost estimates. They forwarded that to the governor's office. The governor's office requested an emergency declaration from the president, and at this time, we're waiting for a response on that. Whether or not that'll be declared, and if that's the case, then we could be eligible for some emergency assistance. And then, of course, it'll be a decision on the state's part what we do with that. If we move forward, take advantage of it, and restore that dam or not. And, you know, it's big dollars. And we don't know where we're going with that yet. And we don't know what Washington is going to provide us for help.
Sure. Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Peterson.
As your numbers have been continuously going up over the last years we've watched, and eventually it has to get to a little bit of a level place because there's It's just hard to keep growing more. You're doing great.
It's a good observation. Yeah, we've been on an upward trend for 15 years plus, with the exception of 2011, the flood year. And so we don't feel bad when we're seeing numbers just 2% down in the middle of the summer. We just keep doing the best we can, providing good service, and try to give people what they want.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. It's 1:30. Let's